Okay, we're up to Simon Chavtes, we're up to Halacha Hey. Now these halachas are, they're not really halacha, I mean they're halachas, but they're not halacha like we're used to learning. It's more of Musar, so we'll try to go through it very quickly. Le'olam Ya'ar Be'odam Bish Sika. I'm going to try to go very, very fast. Maybe we could even try to finish this Simon today or tomorrow. Let's see how fast we can go. Le'olam Ya'ar Be'odam Bish Sika. A person should always accompany himself to be quiet. Only speak the bare minimum. Even what you need for yourself, you should minimize. If a person talks too much, he brings chait. If you want to live, the secret to life can be found in your tongue. The Roy Mavis, Belishane, it's in your tongue. The secret to life and death is in your tongue. Chayim v'hamavis biyad haloshein. There's such a medrash. I don't know if it's true. I don't know if there's a medrash. So you tell me if it's true that a person, when he comes to this world, he's given a certain amount of words. And when he uses up all those words, he has to leave. You have such a thing? Is there such a medrash?
Everybody says that. I'm not sure.
Is there any mukar for this? Is this a medrash?
If you don't know, it doesn't prove it. It's not there.
Could be it's lost from us. Okay, next. Lo yehe adam baal tzachik.
I haven't seen this. Source.
Never saw the source. Okay. Lo yehe adam baal tzachik u maha salois. A person should not laugh. And be
from the shtika. You may
want to
learn that.
Okay, let's see on the bottom. Toiv, do we do the other one? Do we skip anything?
No matasi laguf toiv mishtika.
Okay, let's see. Kuf samach zayin beis on the bottom. Shem shemalacha toiv mishtika ayin barama. Shakol hadibur menechlakim lechamish. You can divide speech into five categories, five different types of speech. Number one, aleph mitzvah. There are things that it's a mitzvah to speak. Beis. Ehoif, there are things that you should love. It's not a mitzvah, but it's a good thing to do. It's a good thing to. You should love to speak in this manner. Gimel. Then there are things that are mutter. There's no need to indulge, but if you want to talk, you can talk. Then dal, the things that are asur, you're not allowed to say. The five, hey, is nimos, that are disgusting. Not only is it asur, it is repulsive. So here we go. The first category of speech which is a mitzvah is to divrei Torah. There's a mitzvah to speak in divrei Torah. The Torah says, there's a mitzvah to talk and learning. Okay. So things where there's no mitzvah, it's not nichlal in v'dibarta bom, but it's a good thing to do. What is that? To praise people who have good midos, and to make litzanus of people who have bad midos. Not, of course, to refer to a specific person, but to refer to a certain type of midah. To praise good character traits. Umalos, things. Umalos, hamidos, and good midos. Good ways. Uleganos, and to disparage. Hapechisiois, bad things.
Pochus,
things that are very low. To make fun of and to diminish, disparage things which are not proper. From these two categories, to praise people that have good malos, hanal, uleganois, and to make fun of. And to make fun of people, don't refer to a specific person, of course, Tamil Lashon Hara, people that have bad midos. Shebzeh yitvu hamalos, by going and giving praise, when you praise a person that has good midos, then your audience is going to learn from your speech, and they're also going to want to emulate those people. Shebzeh yitvu hamalos be'enei b'nei adam v'yelchu b'darchein, people will follow in that way, v'yisrachaku me'elu she'eish l'mashiyesh midos ros, and they'll distance themselves from people who have bad midos. V'zeh yikra derech eretz. Okay, so that is category number two, that it's not a mitzvah. So it's not vidibar tabam, but it's a good idea. If you teach children, you teach people, you have influence over the tzibor, you should always speak about positive things and stay away and speak negatively about bad things, and people who are under your influence will learn to follow, emulate good people and distance themselves from evil people. Hachelek ha-gimel. The third category of speech, hu hamuter, things which is not a mitzvah, not something which is a good thing to do, but mutter, it's neutral. What is that? Business. You have to talk in business. And then with regard to this category, less is more. Toiv lemaisha, toiv lemaid b'chem. It's the less that you can engage in idle chatter with regard to parnasa, things which are not going to accomplish anything other than give you parnasa, less is more. Achelik hadalit, category number four. Things which are forbidden. What are they? Who are Israel? Hainu hadibur mashem ahebuch ha-Torah. Ke'edus sheker. Things that are not a false testimony. Ve'loshen hara. Ve'rechilus uchadayme. Ve'achela kahe. Number five. Hu hanimos. Things which are detestable. Hainu ledaber dvar betelim. Things which are nonsense. She'ein bohem shum to'elis. Lo lenafshoi v'lo lugufa v'lo lepanasasa kiroi v'sibra ha-moin. Like idle chatter. Gossip.
Like
what happened today? What did this one say? What did that one say? Just pure nonsense. What did the king do? What this one? Politics, talk politics. It's nonsense.
What people talk about.
Exactly. Hoya bohem elu shle dibru she sicha betela me olam. You should be among those people that never spoke idle chatter me olam ever. Okay, so that is with five categories of speech. Every single word that comes out of a person's mouth fits into one of these five categories. Let us continue. Halacha vav. Lo yehe adam baal sichoik. A person should not laugh. Uma ha salois. And it's another word, another expression, which means late sonus. On the other hand, a person should not be sad, the oinein, and should not, oinein is another word for sadness, should not be in a state of gloom and doom. Elos sameach, a person should live a life of simcha. Koch aruzal sechoik v'kalos rosh, laughter and lightheadedness. Margilin es adam le'erva, cause a person to arayos. That's a very scary thing. The two are related. V'chein lo yehe bal nefesh ruchava, a person should not be an arrogant person. Nivol lahon, quick what does it mean, lahon? Nivol, quick to cause harm. Lahon, how do they tie it, Shlohon? I know what it means, Lahon. Nivol.
To the
a person should be a Baal Nefesh, Rechava, wide, Neshama. Nivol, quick, Lahon. I don't know what it means. Vloy Otzel, Lubatel. A person should not be Otzef, sad. Ubatel, Mimulacha. And Batel from Mulacha. Ella Baal Ayin, Toiva, Mimait. A person should have a good eye. Mimait, basic, basic. There should be.
A generous person.
The might be a sick person should minimize his dealings in business if he does not need the extra money. The oisek batayra, the oisek hamachu chelko, the part which he, whatever he has in his life, yisnach bo should rejoice. Kimosh amir rabbeinu zchul racha hakina vehatayva vehakovoid ma'itzin es adam in oilam etzoch adam leshrachim. You have to distance yourself from these bad midos. Let's go to the entire hasim and then we'll come back to the shemesh halacha. Zayin shema yemar the person should not. Maybe you'll say hoil vehakina vatayva. I'm going to go to the extreme. I don't want to eat. I'm going on a diet. I'm not going to eat meat. I'm not going to get married. No, I'm going to live in a hole. I'm not going to live in a nice house. I'm going to wear like a beggar. That's wrong. You have to live in this world. If you deny yourself the pleasures of this world, you call a sinner. And he brings a beautiful raya from the Nazir. You're going to have a tain on you, and every pleasure in this world that you did not partake from, that you could have had from, you're going to have a tain in Shemayim. Why did you not benefit from this world? Hashem put you in this world to derive benefit. We have this raya from a Nazir. When the Nazir concludes his term of Naziris, he brings a carbon chatas. Why does he need to bring a carbon chatas? What sin did the Nazir do? The answer is because the Nazir denied himself from wine for 1 month, for the term of his Naziris. He has denied himself from pleasure. He needs to atone for that denial. It's an Aver Lishma. He needed to do this in order to mimchazik himself. But bottom line is, it was a chait, and he has needs kapar. V'chibir Allah, v'yashir chata al-hanef, anofesh. V'yamir Rabbeinu, that he has sin for his neshama. The nafesh here means his own soul. The Amar Rabbi says, "Mahi im nazish loy perish es atzme elam in ayayin tzerch kapara." He only denied himself pleasure from one. He needs atonement. Hamoneah es atzma mikol davar. Person who denies himself from deriving pleasure in this world. Al achas kama v'kama. How great is this sin? Lefich therefore tzibur Rabbi says, "Halavrach shlo yimon adam elam in advar me ashtar as shalanu." Only deny yourselves from things which the Torah has forbidden us. Do not make excessive vows. Things which are permitted. It's not enough for the Torah prohibited to you. You have to add to the list. Hashem already told you what you're not allowed to do. And if you don't think you're going to be a tzaddik, you're going to deny yourself pleasure for more things. To torture yourself. The tainus, to afflict yourself with tainus, yosem, and arroy more than what is proper. Don't be such a tzaddik. Don't be such a wise guy. Why should you find yourself desolate? You'll destroy yourself. By becoming a tzaddik harbe and by being a chacham harbe, you're going to destroy yourself. Magal raglecha. Measure. A person should measure the course of his feet. You should be very careful how you plan your life. Measure your steps. V'chol derechecha yikonu. And if you're very careful how you go about living, you measure your steps, then you will succeed. All of your ways will be established properly. Halacha hey. Kvar kosavnu. Maimur Yehuda ben Tema. Havi as kinomer. A person should be bold like a leopard. What does that mean? Shalei spayish b'nei b'nei adam. Hamaligim olah v'avodis habor yisprach shmo. Do not be embarrassed when people mock him. Why are you doing this? Why are you davening along Shmoneh Esrei? Why are you learning Torah? What are you doing? What are you wasting your time? You should be involved in other things. You should be ask Nomer, and don't be ashamed of your service to Hashem. Don't let this get out of hand. Don't talk back. If someone says something to you, don't open up your mouth and talk back to him. Don't be too much. Don't overdo ask Nomer. Don't speak with chutzpah, because if you speak back to them, you'll become a mechutzif. And there's no greater sin than being a mechutzif. Even when it's not b'shas mitzvah, yisparach shema. Halacha tes. V'chein ein liskoited b'shvil ezoi mitzvah. Don't fight over mitzvahs. Kigoin lehispalel lifnei hateva oy la'alois l'toru chodoyme. Comes to daven for the Amun. Person has yartzeit. Person has a chiyuv. And he wants to daven. But by davening, he's going to make a fight. It's not kedai. Forget about it. Don't do the mitzvah. It's more important not to engage with your friends in fighting. He brings a beautiful makar for this. That it's kedai to be mevatel a mitzvah in order not to get into a fight with your friend. Where do we find this? From the lechem aponim. Eating the lechem aponim was a very great mitzvah, very great schus, very great segula. And yet it says that the tzaddikim, everyone will come to grab. They have the lechem aponim. How much bread already is there for all of the kohanim when it comes Shabbos? There's not much bread for all the kohanim in the mishmar. So not everyone is going to be able to get a kezayis of the lechem aponim. So it says that the tzaddikim, the tznuim, the tzaddikim, they say, all right, so we'll moichel, so we won't eat the lechem aponim. Can you imagine? You have an opportunity to eat lechem aponim. All you got to do is shove. Push a little harder. Step on someone's feet. Chop. Just punch someone. What's the big deal? You give a guy a little zetz. How often in my life do I have an opportunity to eat from the lechem upon him? It's a skula for who knows what. So give the guy a punch so I can get in there and chop the lechem upon him. It's not kedai. It's not kedai to step on someone's toes in order that you shrif lechem upon him. And that's the raya. Hatsnuim. Ghanimitsim lechem upon him. Afshi mitzvah l'ochloi. Shaninu hatsnuim. The discreet. The tzaddikim. Moishchim yideihem. They withdrew. They did not grab the bread. The hagar gironim. The fressers. They were the ones that chaytfim yoichlim. They're the ones that stepped on people's toes in order to chap the lechem upon him. Halachayut. Teva ha'odam hulios nimshach b'masav achar reya v'chaveru v'an shem mikoymo. It is nature to be influenced by your environment. And therefore you must put yourself in a good environment. L'fil difer tzoch odam l'hischaber l'tzadikim l'yeshev etzel ha'chachamim t'amit. Fill among tzaddikim kidei sheyilmad mimaseihem v'yishachek min harasham. Distance yourself from the wicked. Ha'ochem achleishach who go in darkness. Kidei shelo yilmad mimaseihem. Amar Shem Hamelach Amar Shalom Halach Es Chachamim Yechkam. A person who goes after Chachamim Yechkam will become wise. V'roya, but a person that shepherds with chisilim, in other words, you hang out with fools, yeroa will become evil. Will become an evil person. You learn from the ways. It's extremely important to put yourself in a community where you have to can grow from your friends and not live in a community among people who are late sonim, who do bad things. Someone told me not so long ago that he went to a yeshiva. He grew up, so everyone in his class was, most of the people that he in this class were not even Shomer Shabbos, came from homes that were not even Shomer Shabbos. And they went to a yeshiva. They went to a yeshiva. So the yeshiva was Shomer Shabbos. So Mamela, they learned from the, they all were Shomer Shabbos and they learned Torah Mitzvahs. Then they all got, now it's been now since he's been with his friend in elementary school and in probably high school, it's now been probably 50 years. How do they all turn out? So now in his class, he told me there were some people that did come from very fine families, and from even Hasidic families, and from very religious homes, but it was a very big mix. Now let's fast forward 50 years. What kind of lifestyle are the people in this class living? What's their life? Now, I'm not talking about personal righteousness. Well, you can have a person that davens three times a day is a menuvel, and you can have a person that's not Shomer Shabbos is an olam haba, is a tzaddik yisrael. I'm not talking about pnimius. I'm talking about generally, if a person is a Shomer Shabbos, he's a good guy. A person is not Shomer Shabbos, there are problems. Okay, it's a general statement, which is true. Today, what kind of lifestyle are his friends from 50 years ago living? So he told me, you would think that the people that came from the Hasidic families, from the Rabbanish families, today they're Shomer Torah Mitzvos, they're the ones that today are going to Daf Yomis, are going to Shiurim, and the people that came from families that were irreligious, today they're the ones, maybe now they know that they're very modern Orthodox, and they do things that are not 100%, they do not everything according to Halacha. Says, you know what the answer is? None of the above. If you look carefully, it all depends where they settled, which community they settled after they got married. I have friends that came from irreligious homes that could have gone either way. They got married. For some reason, they moved to Queens. They moved to a certain community among a very strong... They moved, but it was an accident. They just happened to find a cheap house. They settled. They worked in the neighborhood. They settled down there. They got married. And the community there is a very religious community. Today, they're going to Daf Yomi. The wife wears a shetel. They send their kids to the local yeshivas. The kids are in Kollel and so on and so forth. And then I have friends that were from Rabbanish families. They got married. They got a great job out of town and somewhere where there wasn't really a very strong Jewish community. And today, they're barely Orthodox. They're barely Shomer Shabbos. And he said to me, so what do you learn from this? The environment is everything. If you settle in an environment of good people, you will be like those good people. If you settle in an environment of people that are not so good, they will have influence on you whether you like it or not. It's exactly what it says over here, and it's very, very true. It's very, very scary. A person has to select a very good place to live where he will not be influenced.
Do the Bible have a special bracha? I don't know.
I guess they're very strong. They mechazek each other. That's full part of being. They have conferences. Lubavitch Rebbe, he's very careful. Lubavitch Rebbe, he didn't always let a shliach go to he selected different people for different communities. Lubavitch Rebbe. Now it's there's no Lubavitch Rebbe. So now I don't know what they did. I don't know how it's run. For example, he did not allow until the very end of his life to send a shliach to Las Vegas. It was one of the only places he did not allow. He felt, now they have. Now they have.
Very strong in Las Vegas.
Three schools.
He felt, I think he told someone that Las Vegas, he's afraid even his best shluchim cannot withstand the Yetzirah. It's just a mokum tumah. So he felt that the whole...
Engulfs you.
It didn't go, the whole environment is a very low environment, and he was afraid for his shluchim. And now they did. Well, now they have, but years ago he held back for a very long time. He held back for a very long time. Okay, let's go further. Asher, let's try to finish. The Omer Asher Ish V'im Hudabir Shemahan Sheman Higeharon. Okay, let's try to finish. Now, if you V'im Hudabir Sheman Higeharon, if you live in a city where the manhigim, the leaders are evil, the Ein Anoshecha Holchem Derech Yisharah Yelech Misham Yisholiv. You live in a community where the leaders are no good and the people are no good. Get out of there. La Durbi Shanoshet Tzadikim Meregim Derech Tovim. You have to live in a community where it's a very important thing to live in a community where a community of good people, good rabbanim, good leaders, and good chaverim. Yud Aleph. Mitzvah Sassel Le'Dabik B'Talmidei Chacham. You should attach yourself to Talmidei Chacham. Kidei Lulmoid Mimaseim. Kinyin Shenemar. Uvoi Sidbach. You shall cleave to Hashem. And the Gemara asks the question. V'Riev Shal Adam L'Dabik B'Shchina. Can a person cleave to the Shchina? Ela Koch Persher Abaseim Zechon L'Vracha. He Dabik B'Talmidei Chacham. Cleave to Talmidei Chachamim. Alifichu Deyafor Tzorcha Echad L'Hishtadl Sheyisa Bas Tan Chacham. Person should marry the daughter of a Talmud Chacham, and that way he will always be in the environment of Talmud Chachamim. The Yasi Bita LeTalmud Chacham, you should marry your daughter to a Talmud Chacham. V'lecho v'lishlois in Talmud Chachamim. V'lasos perakmatia LeTalmud Chacham. You should engage in business with Talmud Chachamim. U'leschaber alehem b'chol mini chibush nemar u'ledov kabo v'chein tzivah b'sin zol levroch v'emu hevi mesadik ba'afar aglem. It's a mission for Yavos. You shall congregate among the dust of Talmud Chachamim. V'sheise batzama. You shall drink and thirst as Dirahem. Halacha Yibes. Mitzvah al kol adam lehov es kol echad v'yachad mishol kegufo. You have to love every single person like yourself. Shenemar v'ohavta l'reacha kamocha. L'thichu difer. Tzorch l'saper b'shvacho. You have to always speak about the good of your friend. V'lochus al mamono. And have compassion over his money. If you see that he's going to lose something, you see that he's doing something which is going to cause him a loss, you shall tell him, inform him. Just like you have compassion upon your own money, and you're concerned for your own money and your own covenant. The person takes honor in the disgrace. If you take advantage of a person's failure, even though your friend is not there, even though the friend did not have embarrassment situation where you are taking advantage of someone else's loss, even though your friend at this point in time is not embarrassed, for example, a person goes and he lists his masav hatovim, his good deeds, v'chokhmaso, and his wisdom, mul l'mul, corresponding to the deficient deeds and the lack of wisdom of his friend, masav chaviro oichokhmaso, kidesh sheyiroem michlolo shuchum mechubot v'chaviro bazut, to show that you are better and your friend is despised, ein loy chelek lo'olam haba. Ad sheyashuv b'shuva shlem, until you do a complete shuva. I read recently that the person should mechaber. We know that there are 36 tzaddikim in this world. Ashrei kol chay chayloi. 36 tzaddikim. So who are the 36 tzaddikim? It's hidden from us. No one knows. Therefore, a person has to mechaber every single person, because you never know. The person that person who made to you seem like an ordinary person, this guy is from the love of tzaddikim, from the world exists. You never know. You never know what schus a person has. And therefore, you should be mechabed every single person, because he may very well be from those lamed vav tzadikim. Yud Gimel. Kol hasoyne echad miyishol belibo. If you hate your friend in your heart, secret, don't tell anyone, I hate him. Oyver beloysa say shenemar leisisna esachicha belavecha. V'im chata ish kinegdo lo yisti menu v'yishtoik. A person, if someone did something to you, don't hate him, and just keep your mouth shut. Kimoy shenemar bereshoyim v'lo, like we find. I'm sorry. A person did an avera against you, so he's here, he is advising. Of course, you can't generalize, but he's advising. Derech klal, you should speak up. You should not hate him in this way. If you have a complaint against your friend, so have a conversation with him and try to clarify, try to bring to light that you're upset and maybe there can be some reconciliation. Why? We learn from a story in Tanakh. What's the story? With Amnon, Tamar, and Avshalom. What did Amnon do to Tamar? He raped her. And Avshalom, he hated Amnon for this. He hated him because Tamar was his sister. So he was furious that this person, Amnon, sinned against his sister. But after, the mistake was, Avshalom never confronted Amnon. And because he never confronted him, the hatred built up in his heart to the degree where he assassinated him. He killed him. If Avshalom would have confronted Amnon in the very beginning, before his blood boiled over, there possibly could have been some reconciliation and would not have resulted in the death of Amnon. It was a very great sin, but it wasn't the sin that was punishable by death. There could have been some type of reconciliation. And it's only because Avshalom did not confront him and let the hatred build up more and more, it led to bloodshed. And that is the Musa we learn from this story in Nach. So one more time, you should not hate him and keep it quiet to yourself. Like we find, this technique was used by wicked people. Which wicked people? Avshalom. V'loidiber Avshalom im Amnon. L'meira v'yatov. He did not talk to Amnon, not good, not bad. Ki sonei Avshalom es Amnon. That's not a good idea. It led to bloodshed. Ella, it's ideal that you should confront your friend. Ella mitzvah olav lehodio. You shall tell your friend, inform him. V'loimar. Lama sisi li kach v'kach. Why did you do this and this to me? V'loma chata sili b'davar hazeh shenemar. Okay, this is a very interesting idea. This is something for the psychologists to discuss, to analyze this technique. If you have a friend and he did an avlo to you, it's not a good idea to keep it in your heart. You should confront him and discuss it. And if your friend sees that he's wrong and he asks you mechila, a person should be generous, should give mechila, grant mechila. Tzarech limchalo. V'lo yehi achzori. Don't be cruel. To deny mechila is cruel. Shnemar, we learn from this week's parasha, Avraham was mispalel for Avimelech. Avimelech did to Avraham a very great sin. He took away his wife. What greater sin there is than that? He took away Sarah, even though Avraham told that she's my sister, but it's still not an excuse. Rak in years l'kim v'mokayim azeh. And Avraham, yet when it was all over, Avraham forgave him. Avraham was mispalel Avraham b'ad Avimelech v'ad al-Nosaf, and they all gave birth. Hashem opened up their opened up their wombs. V'yispalel Avraham el-alokim b'avos Rabbi Nosan. It says v'sina sabrios keitzat. What is the concept of hating your friend? Melamed shelo yichavin adam lema. A person should not think as follows. Love chachamim, usno es hatalmidim, and hate the students. Or ehoyve hatalmidim, love the talmidim, usno and hate es amei haaretz, the common folk. Ella, that's wrong. You should not classify people in different groups in some love and some hate. Ella ehoyve es kulam. You should love everyone. A Jew, you should love. Usno es hapikarsim. You should hate the apikarsim, v'hamesitim, and people that lead others astray, v'hamadichim. And different expressions, mesis and mediach, different expressions, people that are the cause of people who cause other peoples to go off the derech. V'chein ha-moisrim is someone that hands you over to the government. Time of Chazal, this is a very big issue. If you tell the government that so-and-so did not pay his taxes, that is a very great sin. That's a roide. If you can actually kill that person, because in ancient times, when the government got a hold of you, there was no guarantee you would ever come home. So Moiser had a din of a rodef. That's a very controversial issue. Bisman hazeh.
It's not so.
It's very exactly. Bisman hazeh is a very controversial issue, because bisman hazeh in the United States there are rights, and just because a person goes to jail does not mean he's going to be killed. So there's a law. It says in Shulchan Aruch that a Moiser, the Rambam says, a Moiser.
Discriminatory.
A Moiser is a rodef.
It's a different question, because if you're a Jew in jail, they're going to take it out on you. They may just kill you.
It's a very complicated. It's a very complicated issue. The Rambam says a Moiser is a roidef, and you're allowed to kill. It's an unbelievable hostility. You're allowed to kill a Moiser. Now, how does that translate into 21st century United States America? Not so simple. It's not so simple. Exactly. It's not simple. It's not simple either way. It's not simple to totally say what.
Tandler put him in the closet and got him to confess. You know the case? No. And everyone attacked Tandler, and then everyone agreed with him because this guy was a murderer. And 3 years ago, his parole was coming up, and some guys in Williamsburg put out a cult kaira, a poor guy was by the Sira, was put into jail, and he's really innocent. And everyone who saw it, who knew the case, called up and said to Pearl, "Don't you dare let him go." He was pushing a murderer.
He's still in jail.
Huh? He's still in jail.
Okay.
It was horrible. He was throwing his
clothes in his neighborhood, right?
The father, yeah, just
died. Okay, let's go further. You can't generalize. We don't have the topic. It's an extremely complex issue. It's an extremely complex issue. Let's go further. Those who hate you, Hashem, I hate them. I will quarrel with those that quarrel with you. With the ultimate hatred, I hate your enemies, Hashem. They're my enemies. Your enemy is my enemy, Hashem. Ani Hashem matam ki ani virasiv, I created man. V'im oisa ma'is amcha ato oyavo, v'im lav I ato oyavo. If a person does ma'is amcha, then you shall love him. If a person does not do ma'is amcha, then you do not have to love him. Okay, so that's a general halacha. General concept is a person generally, if you should not hate your fellow Jew, v'yahavta lecha kamocha, don't let it get, don't go overboard. Yudale. Also, l'adam levakei shal din min hashemayim. This is the very important halacha. You're not allowed to be moiser dinoi l'ashamayim. People have a tendency to say, Hashem should get him, to curse him. Nothing I can do, but Hashem should judge. Who did this? Sarah did this. Yishbait Hashem b'ini uveinecha, when it came to Hagar, when Avraham allowed, what?
Moshe also did this.
What did Moshe do? So Moshe was erased. Hashem took him out of Parashas Tetzaveh. But here's a din, a person that's a complaint against his friend, and you don't take him to court, so instead of taking him to court, you say, "Nu, let Hashem punish you." That's also. Also, l'adam levakesh din min hashamayim al chaveroi she'oso loy ro'ah. Now, here he says something very important. Is forbidden? When you have an alternative. You can take him to court. You can take him to Bezin Shalmata. But he says, this is a tremendous chesh. He's going to retract from this in a moment. He's going to say, still don't do it, but b'di'evet, if you have no way of going to court, there's nothing you can do. The system is corrupt, or the circumstances are such where it is impossible for you to seek retribution, recourse in this world, then technically it's not forbidden for a person to say, nu, let there be din shamayim. V'davka b'di'islei dayona be'ara. There is a judge here in this world. But if there's no judge in this world, technically there's no prohibition to say, I want Hashem should judge. However, you got to be very careful. Because if you're guilty, then a person who is guilty will be punished first. He will be punished first. Some say, even if you have no recourse in this world, also, litzek love. It's also to be moiser dina lashamayim el in kain hoydioy b'tchila. Unless you tell him, tell your friend, you know, I'm going to be mispalel that Hashem should punish you for what you've done to me. Unless you want to have some type of reconciliation, I feel that you've caused me harm. You owe me money. You mavaz me. You did this. You did that. If you want to make up with me, fine. But if you're not, there's nothing I can do in this world. Those are the circumstances. I'm going to be moiser dina lashamayim. So before you go ahead and be moiser dina lashamayim, as if you think it really helps. I don't know if we're on a Madrega today, where if you go and be moist l'shamayim, it's going to make a difference. So not such high Madregas today, but you got to be very careful. Halacha tezvav. Halo yes chaver shchuchat oy shalach v'derech loy to a person's friend zidon avei or went on a bad path. Mitzvah lachazir l'mutav. It's a mitzvah to give him mussar. It's a mitzvah to go and try to persuade a person to do tshuva. Where do you give Musa about personal matters? Musa between Adam and Makkim. Speak to him gently. The idea is tell him only telling you if you're on benefit. If a person has an opportunity to make a macha and you don't make a macha, who nispas be'avon zeh, a person is held accountable for doing that aver. You find this in Tanakh over and over, that the gedolim, whether it was Nevi'im or the leaders in Chazal, over and over, that the leaders of the generation, when they see something is wrong, if they don't make a macha, they are guilty of the same sin, even though they themselves did not do the Avera, because they had the opportunity to make a macha, to protest, and to make it known that this is not right, and they were quiet, they are guilty of sin, the same sin. When does the person have to give musa? It's only when you know that, but your musa will make a difference. But if you know that your musa will not make a difference, then you potter. If you know that you're speaking to a wall, it's not going to make a difference, then don't talk to him, because adrama, by talking to him, you're going to cause more harm. He's going to hate you, and he's going to lachitz, do even worse. It's a mitzvah to speak up when something is wrong, when a person is going to listen. If you know that your words are not going to be listened to, it's a mitzvah not to say them. Rabbi Abba Omer, choiva is an obligation to be quiet. Shenemar, al toichach late. Do not give rebuke to a late. Pen yis no echo, he will hate you. Instead, hoichach lechacham, give musa to a wise man, v'ye'e ho'veko, and he will come to love you. Halacha yudzayin. Asur liadam levayishas chavir al-bein b'dvar al-bein b'dvar b'maisa. It's forbidden to cause your friend embarrassment, whether you cause it through speech or through action. Chol shekein b'rabim. Certainly do not be mavazi your friend publicly. V'amru rabo seinu zuchin levracham alabim p'nei chavir b'rabim in lechel l'mabo. Oid amru zirabim nesachal levracha. Neich leiladam lehapil asasim lotech kivshan noish. Better to throw him to his furnace. V'al yalabim p'nei We learn this from Tamar and Yehuda. He mutzeis, Tamar was being taken out to be executed. I am pregnant from the man who owns this signet ring and this staff, and therefore she did not say to him publicly, it's from you. Better die than embarrass someone publicly. Incredible chiddush. What?
Absalom that you mentioned before. He didn't want to embarrass him.
I don't know. No, it was just hatred. He could have spoken privately. That was a private story. He raped Tamar, and he could have spoken privately. Absalom should have confronted him in a private setting and said, "What did you do? How could you do such a terrible avera?" There has to be some type of reconciliation, some type of tshuva, rehabilitation. There must be some type of process to make up for what you've done. He did not do that. He was quiet, and the hatred built up more and more and more until it overflowed, and he murdered him. It's a different Indian. Let's go further. Don't call a person by a name. Don't speak about something which he's embarrassed from. Let's say a person did an avera, and you need to give him musar. Do not embarrass him publicly. Shenemar v'lo sisa olav chay. Do not bear sin because of him. When is this true that you should give musa privately? When is does not true? An unbelievable thing when it comes to davar. But first, try quietly. If he doesn't listen, then you're allowed to disgrace him publicly. Why? People should not learn from his evil ways. You can curse him, and you can curse him. And shayasa lamutav kemoy shasu kol hanavim b'yisrael. We find in Makar the Nevim gave Musa to Klal Yisrael, sharpest words. Yeshaya, Yecheskel, and Yirmiyah. Very sharp words in public. Why? Because they were doing things bin adal makom not proper, and they were warned privately. They did not listen, and therefore their times needed to be done publicly. The ein loy mishemayno astavarim shnema v'lo sonu ishes amiso v'perish rabosenz alavrocha amiso. The only time you may not cause harm to your amiso is when he's oisemais amcha. Im am she'iticha b'atara, nation that's with you in Torah mitzvos, his hero Torah al oino osai, v'loy al ho'ivir aleihen, not concerning people that are not doing Torah mitzvos, v'loy chozab b'liachas she'ichichuhu b'seisar v'loshemaka, then you'll let him be last. It's a very big shaila. What about when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah? Are you allowed, this is the Mishnah, are you allowed to mavaz the person that's talking during Kriyas HaTorah? This is a very big problem. So what do you do? So the Mishnah Taka says that you are allowed. Okay, you have to be very careful. You have to know, you have to know what to do. It's not so, but there are, there's a very, talking during davening and talking during Kriyas HaTorah. We have to read for you the exact words of the Mishnah Berurah. Maybe next time we'll go with more in into some of these things that it could be that you are allowed. Is it a good idea? Just because you're allowed doesn't necessarily mean it's a good idea. I once heard the ultimate where there was a lot of talking in shul. There was particularly one group that was talking, and the Baal Kori was fed up, and the Baal Kori said, I want to be Modiyah the Olam, I'm having Kavana not to be Moitzei those people sitting at that table over there, Kriyas HaTorah. So you're not Yoitzei with Kriyas HaTorah, I'm having Kavana not to be Moitzei, so you might as well leave. Because, what are you staying here for? You're talking, you're disturbing everyone, anyway you're not going to be Yoitzei. So they went to the Rav, they asked the Rav, does he have a right to not be Moitzei us? With that answer. And the Pasak Halacha shockingly was, he does not have the power. He does not.
Who has one guy not Yaitza,
he can't be Baal Tila. But let's say he's a Baal, he shouldn't be. That's the ideal. No, but does it work?
You're not Yaitza, your whole Baal Tila.
For the other people, for
if
one.
I grew up around Baal Tila, and I have my enemy sitting there, and I say,
not you.
Yaitza him?
Yeah.
No one knows it, only I know.
Yeah.
The whole
Okay, believe that we have to read the words of the Mishnah inside. Maybe next time. Let's try to finish up. Yitchatz. Misha chata chaver connected v'loy rotz v'loy chichay v'loy dabim v'loy kolom amochal v'loy beliba v'loy sitama v'loy chichay harizim in his chasidus. If your friend did an avla against you and you did not confront him, but in your heart you meichel him and you don't make an issue out of it, that's a very, very high madre. That's minus chasidus. V'loy pida atara elo al ha-mas-tema. You're not chayav to do that. You don't have an obligation. If a person does something against you, it's not an olam shel hefker. If a person does an avl against you, you have no obligation to forgive him just for nothing. You have to confront him. There has to be a discussion, a conversation. If you want to go and be meichel him and not confront him and just forget about the whole thing, that is not the letter of the law. That's a very good thing. That's a midas chasidus, but that's not a requirement in halacha. Yutes. You have to be very careful when it comes to a yosam and almana. Very important halacha. Shlo yidaber aleim el rakos, to speak them very gently. V'yinag b'chem mina kovet. V'lo yach ivein afilu ram. Do not go cause the pain with even the ram. The words of nation nafshon shafalim ob, because they have a very low spirit. V'rucham nemuchav af al pi shehen bali mammon. Even if they're wealthy, the fact is they're in pain. Afilu al minosay shel melech v'yisaymav mushadim anu aleim shnemar kol almana v'yosam lo se'anun. Bris karas lechem, Hashem made a bris with them. Don't cause them pain. Mish amar v'hoy olam shekol zman shehim tzayekim machmas sechamos. Hashem made a bris. If yosam and almana cries out to Hashem because of hechamos shenaase lohem, because of violence or some type of theft, something which is improper that was done to them, heim na'anim, Hashem listens to their prayers. Bris, it's a guarantee. In other words, stay far away. Do not cause a yosam v'almona tsar. It's a pasuk in the Torah. Yos almona los yosam v'almona los anun ki im tzaok yitzak elai shemoya eshma tzaakoso hey nanim shnemar ki im tzaok yitzak elai shemoya eshma tzaakoso v'medrim amurim she'ino oisam l'tzarech atzmo. That's of course when a person does it for their own private good. But let's say the Rebbe is giving musa to the yosam because he wants them to learn Torah, to do their Hashem, the right thing. That's not in the category. Be very careful, even when giving them musa l'shem shemayim, if they're in the category of the yosam, you'll be very careful. Hashem will fight there, take up their fight. Echad yosam Avi Echad Yosam Me'emen makes a difference whether Yosam from one period to other period. The Yosam says V'alim Usan Yinik Rami Yosam. When he called Yosam when Yinzeh, when is the Yosam? When you saw a person who's 90 years old is called the Yosam. How long does it go for? So it says over here, Ad Shayu Yuchel Lasso is called Tzachem Ba'atzmam Gishar Kol Gedolim until they can do everything on their own. Here he brings down the bottom of the patient from the Kaf HaChaim until 20 years old. A very big chiddush. A person is only called a yasam until he's 20 years old. The kitta doesn't say, it says until they're independent. Independent can be either younger or later. It's also to say that it's also a chiddush. I'll tell you a story later on if you want. Let's finish up that list. Halacha chaf, tzarech adam lihizor shalalasos eidze davashe yecholim lachshir so. You have to make, don't do anything when people suspect that you are involved in illegal business. Chil Hashem. Sha'asa davar dvar veira, kin the mesinu shakoin tarim, we find this in the coin when he did, when he removed the coins from the Beis HaMikdash. Three times a year, he went in with a garment that had no hem, so no one should suspect he pocketed some of the money in the hem of his garments. He's hiding something. There was once a scandal where people were smuggling diamonds in tefillin. Where they put the parishes of tzillin, they put in diamonds.
The binding of
Sfarim. Terrible. They were caught. And you can imagine the chil Hashem. The oimer motza chen v'seichel tov b'eini l'kim v'yadam. Chav aleph midas chasidus shalei l'kabel matana. It's a midas chasidus not to accept gifts. Rak levtech b'Hashem shitin loy dey mach saro. Have faith in Hashem, earn an honest living. Shenemar v'soinei matanos yichye. I'll say one thing about being a yosam. So it's very interesting. Yosam, technically, according to the kids, according to Kavachayim, Yosam is only a person that doesn't have parnasa until 20 years old. Once you're over 20 years old, you're not called a Yosam. And even if you're under 20 years old, you have what you need, you're not called a Yosam. Obviously, there are many lenient opinions of what's called a Yosam. But I just from experience, I just happened to him, and my father was Nifter. Okay, I'm over 20 years old, and Baruch Hashem, I'm not. I had an issue. There was something was important to me, and I asked a certain person a favor if he can do something for me. So he told me, of course he can do this favor for me. Of course, this person, he knew my father very, very well. He was very close to my father. In fact, you know, he was afraid of my father. My father was much older than him, and my father was very good to him, and he owed my father. I asked this person for a favor. And he said, of course. And it was no sweat, no issue. And then, I didn't know about this, it became an issue because something turned out it was a conflict. It was a conflict. And by doing me the favor, he would not be able to do someone else the favor. I didn't know about this. Okay. So then he told me, basically, I met him later on. I asked you for the favor. Could you do it for me? So he told me that he can't do it because of this certain reason. And I was very surprised because in my mind, I, in my estimation, it wasn't a big deal. The whole thing was Narishka anyway. But in my estimation, if my father was alive, even through all the conflict, he would have done it. Because he could not meet my father in the street. That's my estimation. Maybe I'm wrong. He could not meet my father in the street, look my father in the eye, knowing that I asked him for this favor. And he refused me. He would just be embarrassed for my father because my father, you know, he owed my father, and this is something which was important to me, at least at the time it was, whatever it was. And I was very surprised. And it then hit me. It wasn't a gay, it was a narishkai. But it then hit me on a personal level. This is the pshat of Yosam. A Yosam is not pshat, maybe I'm wrong. I told someone, this is not necessarily wrong. Yosam is technically you don't have food, you don't have shelter, you don't have parnasa until 20 years old. That's the halachic yosam. But conceptually, in concept, what is a yosam? You don't have someone defending you. Someone, you don't have an advocate. That's what a yosam is. Here, this person, if my father was alive, he would do it for me. Oh, there's a conflict because he couldn't look my father in the eyes. So my father was my advocate in that he took care of me. Now that my father is not here, so it's a free world. He's free. He has no obligation. No one is going to step on his toes.
The opposite.
Then you have no advocate.
You don't have to advocate.
You don't have an advocate.
But he was passive.
Exactly.
So you should have helped. Because you have no advocate.
Exactly. I'm trying to tell you, that is what, again, this whole thing is a total narishka. It doesn't make a difference. No sweat off my back, this whole story. But it does, at that moment in time, it hit me. I now theoretically understand the taitch of the yasa.
There's a story of Shlomo Zalman Orba. Someone told him, there's an almana,
yeah.
A young guy. So he told his grandson, here's a pack of money, slip it in. It was a sealed pack. Put it under the door.
Okay,
and,
yeah.
And then, 3 months later, was Erev Pesach. He called his grandson and he gave him an unsealed envelope. He slipped it under. And the grandson looked at the envelope, and inside there were like 6 tickets to the zoo. Because he knew the almana and the assignment needed.
Yeah. That's a different type of almana. That's an almana, you know, it doesn't have the basic needs. I'm talking about this idea, the pshat of a yosam. Besides the basic technical, is you don't have an advocate. A yasam feels vulnerable, even if you're a multimillionaire. That's what it says over here. I feel a yasam of a melech, vulnerable because there's no one's got your back. When you have a parent, you have a mother and father, they love you, they got your back. They're there for you. Not only are they there for you, people are afraid to mishandle you because they know they have to answer to a higher authority. But when they don't have a higher authority to answer to, they look at you differently. They look at you as vulnerable because I can do what I want and I don't have no one to answer to. The rebbeinu shel olam, okay, the rebbeinu shel olam that I'm not afraid of. So it's just an idea. Why am I telling you this? That we should be careful when we deal with Yosem and Almanos, even though it's true technically, a Yosem and Alman is someone that doesn't have their basic needs. In America, Baruch Hashem, there are social services, so pretty much everyone will be covered for the basic needs, we hope. But you have to understand, they're vulnerable. Why they're vulnerable? Because no one's got their back. No one is their advocate. Okay, we'll stop here.